Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
940, 20 till 10. Tommy Tucker, WWL. The weather's nice. Maybe you can get out and exercise today if you haven't been. Apparently, a lot of people in Louisiana are not. Two out of every five adults are considered obese. The adult obesity rate in the Bayou State, 38.6%, and that's not good. Louisiana is among 19 states in the country with an adult obesity or obesity rate over 35%, and it was only a decade ago no states had rates over 35%, and Louisiana ranked seventh in the nation, so we are getting fatter. Henry Rush joins us, associate professor at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. Good morning, Doc. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm okay. I've been on the elliptical machine, so I'm getting my work in. How do you even begin to address this problem? Is it education? Is it availability of exercise, equipment, resources, places? Talk to me about all of this.
Okay, Tommy. That's a great question. And all of the things you've mentioned in terms of how do we address the obesity issue are definitely in play. So, you know, I just wanted to go back and reiterate that, you know, we are now in an obesity pandemic, epidemic that we haven't really seen before, like you mentioned, historically. Mm-hmm. And it's bad because it costs a lot of money. It shortens lifespan. One of the things that we see in terms of the numbers are that it's correlated to education. So, the higher the education levels, the lower the obesity rates. It's somewhat similar, but also different with income levels. So obesity rates go down, the higher the income level goes up, but that's not a hard and fast rule. It's different for different race and ethnic groups.
So I'm thinking then, is it because of the kind of food that people can afford, or is it because maybe after you're working a blue-collar job 8 hours, the last thing in the world you want to do is hop on a piece of exercise equipment or take a walk or what have you?
Absolutely. One of the things we know is that calories are inexpensive. So foods with higher calories typically cost less. So families with less income to go around for buying things like groceries we'll get the cheaper foods, the ones that are packed more with empty calories. So if you think about going to the grocery store, if you want to buy some fresh fruit, my kids, for example, like the Honeycrisp apples, mm-hmm. and those things are almost $2 yep. per apple.
It's crazy.
So it is. So healthy food costs more. And also it's a lifestyle issue. As you mentioned, we're working longer hours. Some people have two and three jobs now, and exercise is simply just not very, very likely to happen in those cases. So, yes, I agree 100% with that.
Let's talk about...
You do have to...
Go ahead. No, go ahead, doctor, please.
I was saying that you just have to work things like exercise and counting your calories into your everyday lifestyle and plan ahead.
Nobody, I don't think, will do anything unless they really want to. You can't, right? I mean, what's my sister Rosario used to tell me in the third grade, you can bring a horse to water, but he can't drink unless he wants to. So how do you, that's where education comes in, because I think sometimes, and I saw this phrase somewhere, where progress gets in the way, a perfect gets in the way of progress, where people that might be overweight, they try for a week, they don't get down to where they were before they put on all the weight, which may have been 5 years ago. So they say, this isn't going to work, screw
right.
it. But how do you instill in them that it is worth it, that any progress is worth it, and that it's going to take a long time, and what's at the end of the, I hate to say carrot on a stick because it's food, but that there are benefits to be obtained. I don't know if it goes to human psychology. Sure. Where do you begin all of that, Doc?
Well, you know, I always like to recommend people start out with baby steps. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. You know, getting on these fad diets isn't going to do you any favors. If anything, it's just going to discourage people. So what I recommend to people is that they cut their calories. And this is why counting calories is important. And there's all kinds of apps you can put on your smartphones these days that practically do it all for you. Is start small, set manageable weight loss goals for yourself. 1 to 2 pounds per week is definitely in a manageable range. And, you know, the important thing is to realize that you're not going to see the results overnight, but month after month, year after year, you're going to notice tremendous health benefits. You know, we've seen studies done where just a modest weight reduction of let's say, 10% of total body weight can have profound impacts on your cholesterol, on your lipids. You can sleep better at night. You just feel more energetic. Your blood pressure drops tremendously. So even just modest changes in your body fat percentage can have huge benefits.
I've noticed it helps me. Well, first off, you talk about, you know, I put on a couple of pounds and I said to myself, Tommy, maybe if we stop bringing the cake into the house, that would be the first step. And it sounds stupid, but really that's what it is in terms of baby steps. You really do have to acknowledge what it is that you're eating. And when you say it's important about the calories, some people think that if they work out, they can burn anything off. But that's kind of a misnomer, is it not?
It's completely false. And as a matter of fact, a lot of people, when they start going to the gym, believe they can eat more, and you know, a year into it, they're maybe way more now than they did before they started working out, and that's because of the compensatory eating. People think, oh, I work out, I can eat more, and that's absolutely not the case. As a matter of fact, exercise doesn't burn as many calories as most people think it does, and we recommend for anyone who's looking to reduce their weight for health reasons or otherwise, is to reduce calories and go to the gym and work out to maintain that rate of weight loss. But if you're really looking to cut the calories and trim the weight as quick as possible, caloric restriction is going to be key. The exercise does help, and we absolutely recommend it, especially for cardiovascular health. And, you know, people who have obesity and had been in a condition like that for many, many years, their health may be in a state where we might even recommend that they hold off on the exercise until they can get their weight down to a healthy range.
There seems to be a disconnect sometimes, I think, between people that want to lose weight and they want to do it for appearance sake, and they don't realize the physical benefits. So they think, well, you know what, if I'm not going to have a 28-inch waist, what's the point? When in fact, you can do yourself a lot of good with each successive pound or inch that you lose, right? I mean, you don't have to be a model or anything.
No. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, we're seeing more and more now is body acceptance and body shape recognition that, you know, obviously these supermodels that we see on TV and the internet, you know, guys with six packs, that's not realistic for most people. And in many cases, those people get paid to look that way. So I know the people who sign my paycheck don't care what I look like.
and clever photography as well, doctor, and some airbrushing and everything else. And I guess the point I'm making is you got to keep it real going into this. What about costs to society of this as it relates to smoking or other? I don't know. Would you characterize obesity as a behavior-driven issue or not?
Yes, it absolutely is. And, you know, the latest statistics show that medical costs related to obesity cost the United States almost $200 billion in the most recent data. So, you know, the issue is, and the reason why obesity hurts us so bad is because it makes you more inclined to have heart disease. It makes you more prone to stroke, you get type 2 diabetes, and even some kinds of cancer. So, you know, in some of the clinical studies that we've looked at recently, we've seen that there's almost a measurable effect on how obesity can reduce your lifespan. And you know, dietary behavior is a modifiable thing. You know, it's not like somebody's putting a gun to our head every day and making us eat 12 dozen donuts. So, you know, we can change and we can get on the right track. It's just the willpower and changing your lifestyle. And you know, it sounds simple, but it's not. And, you know, that's what we have to realize is that you can't make these changes overnight. You have to, like we say, baby steps.
If somebody's listening right now and they realize they don't really feel well, and you know, a lot of times when you're overweight, you don't. I think with me, it's more about feeling than the way you look. You know, when you're overweight, the feet hurt, this, that, the other thing. They want to sure. take the first step. They don't know how. How do you do it? How do you motivate them? If they are of limited means, like you're talking about $2 a piece for apples, I'm a grapes guy, and those are crazy too. What are some steps that people can take if inflation's eating them up? They're trying to eat healthy. They don't want to be obese. Help them out.
Yeah. You know, one thing I always recommend is to set a budget. So actually saying, okay, I'm going to spend $400 this month on groceries. And, you know, most of us, when we go to the grocery store, we don't often think about how much we're spending. We just buy what we like or what our family eats, and we put it in the grocery basket. So putting a dollar amount when you walk into the store, knowing ahead of time how much you have to spend, does help. And reading nutrition labels. So you want to not necessarily look for the cheapest foods, but you want to look for the healthiest foods. And the way we do that is by looking at the labels. And you'll see, you know, how many calories per serving, how much fiber, how much vitamins and minerals and things like that. And you want to choose the foods that we call are nutrient dense and energy poor, meaning that they give you the most nutrients for the fewest amount of calories. And so that's one way that we can do that.
Give me a couple of examples of there before we run out of time. Something that is how'd you say it? Nutrient one? Dense?
Nutrient dense, yes. So fruits and vegetables, lean meats, whole grains. You know, if you stick to those things and you eat a variety of those things, it can be a very feasible and enjoyable way to make sure that you're getting all the nutrients you need with the fewest amount of calories that you have to have. I mean, we need calories, but the excess calories is where we run into issues.
I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad about themselves or anything, but address, if you will, as a doctor. So many times I hear people, when it relates to smoking or obesity, well, you got to die of something. I think what they're missing is you don't always die quickly.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, in many of these cases with these chronic diseases, the deterioration occurs over a number of years. And if people don't intervene, at some point, it's going to get worse and ultimately lead to a premature death.
It's a quality of life thing. Thank you, Doc.
Yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate your time. You have a good day. All right, Dr. Henry Ross, Associate Professor at LSU Health New Orleans School of Public Health. When we come back, we'll talk to Newell Norman, find out what he's got coming up. Then I'll go home and get on the elliptical. 9:52, back in a flash, WWL.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.